At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
So what did you think of the brown helmet, Danny?
The helmet itself, and obviously this has been something that had been rumored. We knew this was coming. Nobody was surprised when the Browns unveiled the brown helmet yesterday. Like, this was not shocking stuff. I expected it to just be a disaster. I thought the helmet was going to be ugly, and brown and orange are really difficult colors to work with.
For sure.
Overall, I think the Browns do a good job with them. Like, I think their standard uniforms look pretty good. I think the orange helmets look pretty good. I think the white helmets look fantastic too.
Yeah.
I was expecting the brown helmets to look terrible. I just thought there's no way this is going to look good.
There's no way this is going to be such an eyesore. Can give you a good brown helmet.
Like, this, no, because who can give you a good brown helmet?
Yeah,
truthfully.
Fair.
Like, name a good looking brown football helmet. It's difficult to do.
Yeah. I can't find one for you.
It was better than I thought. I'm not saying it's good, because I don't think it's a good-looking helmet, but I think it looks better than I anticipated. I expected a disaster, and I'm just like, that's almost fine. Like, it's almost okay. I don't hate it the way that I thought it would.
It's very, very fine. That's your thing.
It's just very meh.
Yeah. So,
what did you think?
You mentioned brown helmets. Like, the first one that comes to mind is like the University of Wyoming helmet, where
and
it's
they're
like
brown and yellow, right?
Yeah, and like that looks, I think it looks so awful.
Right.
Like the color scheme, and part of it for me, I think, is like the shade of brown. And so that's why I think that this worked better than I expected, because the shade of brown, it was like a darker, sort of deeper brown. The one set of pictures they shared, it actually looked like it was like a charcoal gray helmet. Because like the angle and like the lighting, like it was weird.
I actually think the absence of white on the helmet makes it look better.
Yeah.
Like if this, because the stripes are just
that's
orange.
Very fair.
Like
that's
if
very
they had
fair.
White in the stripes, I think it would make it look much worse than it does.
I think you're right about that. I also think like the matte concept was a good way to go about it. Like I think that worked with like the uniform concept as a whole. And here's the thing, like I wasn't worried about an all brown jersey pant combo, because we've seen that before.
Like
the color
rush.
The color rush really, really worked. And these are sort of, I think, emblematic of those same jerseys.
It's an extension.
Yes. But what I thought was brilliant about the color rush was like you had this like brighter orange type color.
The orange was more orange.
And then you had the orange was orangier or whatever the quote was. And then you had the orange helmet to go along with it. And so it just popped. It popped so well.
Right.
A brown helmet, like all brown. The one explanation I've heard that it's like, okay, I can see where they're going with this, is like other teams have like an all black concept. And it's like this deep sort of like, you know, it's kind of like that cool new concept that people go with, where it's, you have like an all black uniform set, and it just says,
it looks good.
Yeah, there's something like cool and powerful and, you know, dark about it that you like. This is kind of their way of doing that, because the Browns don't have black as a color.
Right.
But, and so I think from that standpoint, yes, I see what they're trying to accomplish. I liked it better than I thought I was. But I just, like, a brown helmet to me from the beginning has always made me just kind of go, and I just, the big question I can't get over is, like, who asked for this?
Nobody.
That's the thing. When they went away from, I call them the Victoria's Secret jerseys that had, like, Cleveland, because it had, like, it had browns on the pant leg.
Like the Johnny Manziel era ones?
Yeah. Like, and you remember, like, Victoria's Secret used to have the pants that just had, like, different words on the ass of it or whatever. Like, that's why I call it the Victoria's Secret uniform, because it was, like, they had, like, browns going on the pant leg or whatever. Yeah. Those uniforms were awful.
Terrible.
And the big thing everybody wanted after that was, like, go back to our classic, like, the classic Browns uniforms. They did that. They gave you that. Everybody was clamoring for it. And it's been awesome. It's great. We all love that look. The next thing everybody wanted was the white helmet. And there was talk for, like, years leading up to the white helmet being revealed that people wanted a white helmet. And I think they knocked that uniform out of the park. I haven't heard a single person ever mention to me, like, you know what? You know what the Browns really need?
A brown helmet.
I've heard I want a logo on there, which I actually think would have been the way to go. Put Brownie on there, whatever they wanted to do, the dog logo that they unveiled a couple years ago, whatever. Like, do that. I didn't need a brown helmet, and I don't know that anybody was asking for a brown helmet. So I still remain perplexed as to, like, what inspired brown being the thing that you were going to do. I just don't get it.
I think when the NFL lifted its restriction, the one shell rule, which was in place for a number of years, which was why teams could only have one color of helmet throughout the year. When they lifted that, I think teams thought, okay, well, now we can do throwbacks, which I think is a great thing. Like, the white helmets that you brought up that the Browns have had for the past several years, I think have looked great. The Buffalo Bills are bringing back red helmets this year for their final game at Highmark Stadium before they move to a new stadium next year. And I think that stuff works so well. But it, on the other side of the spectrum, has allowed teams to experiment in ways that were probably better had they not done. And I think that this is part of it. And if you think back to prior to that rule being in place, like, do you remember when Pittsburgh had those?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Yellow helmets for a year?
Yeah.
And they look terrible, and it was kind of similar to this. It's just like, and black and gold is a much easier color scheme to work with, but those helmets looked awful.
Yes.
And it was kind of like, who is asking for this? Like, who actually wants this?
So the only reason those helmets kind of worked was because they did the same thing the Browns did with their original color rush, which was like, you had the black jersey, yellow, like the yellow numbers and all that, and the yellow trim, and then the yellow helmet. And so it kind of all matched. It was still ugly, but it's kind of worked that way. But you're right. Like, I think people have taken this too far. And I think that's the other part of this is like, in a season where you just went 3-14, not very high expectations this year again, it feels like the Flex Seal commercial where it's like, hey, we don't have a franchise quarterback and we stink. But you know what? You know what? We'll give you another new uniform. And I'm not trying to sound like the old guy yelling at the cloud, because I usually get into some of this jersey stuff. But I also think, like, I subscribe in life to a rule, Danny, of like everything in moderation, right? The food I eat, how much time I spend with like work versus family, like all those things. It's like everything in moderation, right? You got to have balance in life, or try to have balance. I think these things work better when it's like you don't drop. You give some room. You give room for things to breathe.
So I want to be fair to like doing this when they've done this, because these things are finalized pretty far in advance. Like, the Browns have had this lined up for, I would guess, 18 months. I would guess that this helmet was designed and finalized during the last time Joe Flacco was a member of the Browns. Like, I think that's how long ago these things are figured out. Like, we have all seen the mock-ups floating around of the Cavs going to have their throwback uniforms this year, right? The navy blue ones.
Yeah.
That's been finalized for a while. Like, their city editions that they'll wear this year, they've known exactly what those are going to look like for over a year. Like, these things are done pretty far in advance. So it's not as if the Browns went 3-14 last year and decided, you know what would really fix this? A third helmet. Like, before they went 3-14, they knew they were going to have this uniform set and this helmet. It was already finalized. It's all, like, these things are not done on a whim. At the college level, they can be, because they don't have to answer to the same governing body. They don't have to answer to the same uniform supplier. That these things can just be done on a whim in college, with, because you look at like what Oregon does, or even what Ohio State has done when they've had a black helmet, or the black uniforms, or the all gray look. Like, they can kind of call up Nike a few months before and say, hey, what if we do this? Where in the NFL, the rules are stricter and they do have to have these things planned out far in advance. So I will push back on this. Like, this is not just some, you know, throw a Brown helmet on a bad record and you make it look better, because I do think that they probably expected this team to be a little bit better when they were conceptualizing this.
Yeah, that's very fair in terms of like the timing it takes to get all this stuff done. And also fair, like, the Browns have also had a lot of bad moments where, like, if they never put out a new jersey combination after like a bad season, they'd have like three seasons that they could have ever done that in the last like 20 years. So that's very fair. I'll say this. You want to know what did work? The marketing way, the way they marketed this thing.
Oh my goodness.
Because no, this, like, say what you want about the Brown helmet, and I would push back on the idea that like they needed to rent a barge and put this giant helmet up. They did not need to go that far. But they got everybody was talking about it because of the faked guy falling off the barge. And everybody was talking about it. It was on like national news websites. It was on like For the Win, which is a site we like to use to like get, you know, off the beaten path stories outside of just like Cleveland. Barstool picked it up. Like, everybody was talking about this. Was it fake? Was it real? So marketing on this helmet, A++. Helmet itself,
I think when you find out that it's fake, it becomes lame. Like, the guy falling into the lake, like, that was that very clear. Like, at first glance, when we saw that, it looked real. Like, it looked, oh my God. But it's also, that was not it became a we're laughing at the Browns thing, which is all too common with this organization. Not a we are laughing with the Browns. We are laughing at the Browns.
But the Browns have been laughed at for so many years that I kind of appreciate the fact that they're like, you know what? They're going to laugh at us anyway. So let's just lean into it.
And I mean, to an extent, I would like to be laughed at when you're good. Like, that is the thing. Like, we can push back. I can push back on this helmet has been designed and out there for a while. The marketing campaign does not need to be approved 18 months ago. They did not decide that somebody was going to fall into the lake 18 months before. They probably figured that out within the last couple of weeks. So, like, I will push back on that part of it, because I think that looks lame, because it's like, oh, we're laughing at the Browns again. I will say,
how many months does it take to rent a barge in Cleveland? That's the real
probably
question.
Not long if you're the Browns. If you have the money the Browns have. The best part of it was the mascot throwing a life vest.
That was funny.
That was the funniest part of it.
I think that's how you knew it was fake.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.